Picture a chessboard where every move creates ripples across three kingdoms simultaneously. That's strategic marketing. Most people think marketing is about catchy slogans and flashy ads, like believing chess is just about moving pieces. But what if marketing is actually the invisible architecture determining whether businesses thrive or fade into obscurity? Alexander Chernev's framework reveals something profound. Marketing isn't a department, it's the entire game. When Starbucks transformed from a coffee shop into a third place between home and work, they weren't just selling lattes. They were orchestrating value across customers craving community, investors demanding returns, and landlords seeking premium tenants. This triple-win thinking separates companies that dominate from those that merely survive. Here's where most businesses stumble. They optimize for customers while forgetting the other players at the table. Chernev introduces the 3V framework, creating value for customers, company, and collaborators simultaneously. Think of it like a three-legged stool. Remove any leg and everything collapses. Consider how Netflix revolutionized entertainment. They created customer value through unlimited streaming and personalized recommendations, company value through subscription predictability and data gold mines, collaborator value by making content creators into stars and giving device manufacturers a must-have app. This balanced approach explains why Netflix survived while Blockbuster, focused solely on extraction rather than creation, vanished. The G-Stick framework provides the roadmap: goal, strategy, tactics, implementation, control. Most companies jump straight to tactics. Let's run Facebook ads, without defining what success looks like. It's like planning a road trip by first deciding which gas stations to visit. Goals anchor everything. Are we maximizing profit this quarter or building market share for the decade? Strategy identifies the who and the why. Which customers, what value exchange? Only then come tactics, the famous marketing mix, followed by implementation logistics and control mechanisms to course correct. When Apple launched the iPhone, their goal wasn't just selling phones. It was creating an ecosystem that would lock in customers, generate recurring revenue through apps, and position Apple as a lifestyle brand commanding premium prices. Every successful business operates as a value creation machine with specific architecture. The 5C framework maps your playing field: customers you serve, your company's capabilities, collaborators you partner with, competitors you face, and the context you operate within. These aren't independent variables. They're interconnected gears where target customers determine everything else. Luxury watch sellers face entirely different competitors, collaborators, and contexts than budget brands. Value exchange flows across six relationships in the 6V framework: what customers give versus receive, what you give collaborators versus what they provide, what you extract from competitors versus what they take. Amazon mastered this, creating customer value through convenience, company value through data and scale, and collaborator value by making third-party sellers successful. The 7T tactical framework expands the traditional 4Ps: product, service, brand, price, incentives, communication, distribution. Brand stands alone because a swoosh transforms footwear into aspiration. When Domino's promised 30 minutes or free, they designed their entire operation around that promise, ensuring every tactical element worked in concert. Who should you serve? Everyone? That's the fastest path to mediocrity. You face three choices: mass marketing treats everyone identically, cheap but ineffective, individual customization serves unique needs, effective but expensive, or segmentation groups similar customers for efficiency without sacrificing relevance. Strategic targeting asks, can we create superior value for these customers better than anyone else? Target attractiveness measures whether customers deliver value back through revenue, positioning, or data. Target compatibility measures whether you possess unique resources competitors lack, the resource advantage principle. Whole Foods didn't compete with Walmart on price. They identified customers valuing organic quality with willingness to pay premiums, then built capabilities competitors couldn't replicate. Blue Ocean Strategy seeks uncontested market space where you create value without bloody competition. Cirque du Soleil combined circus spectacle with theatrical storytelling, targeting adults willing to pay theater prices rather than families seeking cheap entertainment. They didn't beat traditional circuses. They made them irrelevant. Tactical targeting translates value-based segments into observable profiles you can actually reach. Knowing your ideal customer values authentic experiences is useless if you can't identify where they shop. Effective targeting links psychological needs to demographic behaviors, avoiding shotgun approaches that waste resources. Value exists entirely in customers' minds across three domains: functional, performance, psychological, emotional and self-expressive, and monetary, price. Starbucks doesn't just sell caffeine, they sell sophistication, indulgence, and identity. Customers evaluate offerings through reference points, experiencing improvements as gains and declines as losses. The twist? Losses hurt more than equivalent gains feel good. This asymmetry explains why protecting existing customers often outperforms chasing new ones. Value doesn't increase linearly. Improving a terrible product creates massive value. Improving an excellent one barely registers. Competitive advantage requires meaningful differentiation. Points of difference are attributes where you outperform competitors. Points of parity are where you match them. Tesla made electric cars faster and sexier than gas alternatives, then achieved parity on range anxiety through supercharger networks. Positioning focuses customer attention on your strongest advantages. Volvo owns safety. FedEx owns reliability. Strategic positioning, need-based, user-based, category-based, competitive, or product line, frames how customers evaluate your offering, determining whether they see you as essential or interchangeable, premium or commodity. Creating customer value means nothing if you can't capture value back. Company value encompasses monetary returns, revenue, profit, cash flow, functional value, supporting other offerings, and psychological value, employee pride, stakeholder satisfaction. Three strategies increase sales volume. Market growth attracts new-to-category customers, steal share converts competitors' customers, and market penetration increases consumption by existing buyers. Pricing walks a tightrope. Raising prices increases margins but may decrease volume. Lowering prices boosts volume but shrinks margins. When demand is inelastic, customers barely react to price changes, making increases profitable. When elastic, small price drops trigger large volume gains. Collaboration extends your capabilities without building everything internally. Partners offer specialized expertise, economies of scale, and speed, but you surrender control and potentially weaken core competencies. Nike doesn't make shoes. They design, brand, and market while partners handle production. Power dynamics shape collaboration outcomes. Walmart's scale gives them leverage over suppliers. Apple's brand power demands premium placement from carriers. The goal isn't avoiding conflict, it's structuring relationships where all parties win enough to stay committed. When collaborators prosper, they invest more resources, innovate faster, and defend your mutual interests. Strategy sets direction, tactics make it real. The 7T framework provides your tactical arsenal. Products transfer ownership and separate from manufacturers. Services don't. A car is a product. An Uber ride is a service. Tesla blurs these lines by continuously updating vehicles through software, transforming products into ongoing service relationships. Brands transcend functional attributes, creating identity through names, logos, and design. Strong brands signal quality, justify premium prices, and deliver emotional benefits. Individual branding creates separate identities. Procter & Gamble's, Tide, Pampers, and Gillette stand alone. Umbrella branding leverages a single brand across products. Virgin spans airlines, mobile, and fitness. Price is the only tactic generating revenue rather than consuming it. Approaches include cost-based, competitive, demand-based, skim pricing, high margins, and penetration pricing, high volume. Prices ending in 99 exploit psychology. $19.99 feels dramatically cheaper than $20. Incentives provide temporary value boosts, coupons, loyalty programs, volume discounts. Communication informs markets through messages and media. Distribution delivers offerings through channel structures, direct or indirect, intensive or selective. Amazon's distribution mastery, combining warehouses, algorithms, and delivery networks, creates competitive advantages rivals struggle to replicate. Each tactical element must reinforce your strategic positioning, creating a coherent story customers experience across every touchpoint. Markets never stand still. Gaining position means stealing share, growing markets, or creating categories. Pepsi targeted Coke's customers with taste tests. Smartphones converted non-phone users. Uber invented ride-sharing rather than competing with taxis. Pioneers shape preferences before competitors arrive, enjoying learning advantages and resource access. But they face free-riding competitions, copying without development costs, incumbent inertia from complacency, and market uncertainty. Being first matters less than being right. Defending position requires recognizing threats and responding appropriately. Sometimes inaction works when moves seem insignificant. Sometimes repositioning enhances benefits or reduces costs. Product line extensions fill gaps. Vertical extensions span price tiers. Horizontal ones add features. Apple's iPhone lineup from SE to Pro Max blocks competitors at multiple price points. Sales growth comes from increasing adoption or usage. The adoption funnel flows through awareness, attractiveness, affordability, and availability. Identify where prospects drop off, then fix gaps. Increasing usage requires boosting satisfaction, frequency, quantity, and replacement rates. Gillette transformed one-time razor sales into recurring blade subscriptions. Every position is temporary. Competitors learn, customers evolve, contexts shift. Sustainable advantage requires continuous innovation in business models, operations, technology, products, and brands. Build core competencies that compound over time, creating moats competitors can't cross. The market rewards those who create value systematically, understanding that marketing isn't what you do after building something, it's how you decide what to build.